Welcome to another episode of the NewsRamp Retail Podcast. I'm your host, Max Newsman, excited to bring you today's top stories. At NewsRamp.com, we gather the latest business news from the best sources, ensuring you stay updated and engaged. Before we begin, a quick reminder. This podcast features AI-assisted production and voices, but the news we present is genuine, with full stories available on NewsRamp.com. Today is Thursday evening, August 7th, 2025, and we've curated a fantastic selection of retail news just for you. So whether you're commuting, working out, or just relaxing, stay tuned and let's dive right in. Let's kick things off with our first headline. SRS Real Estate Partners announces sales of three Starbucks properties in California, totaling $10 million. SRS Real Estate Partners has closed the sales of three Starbucks properties in California, totaling $10 million. These properties have drive-throughs, are new construction, and have long-term, corporate-guaranteed triple-net leases. Starbucks assets are attractive to investors due to strong corporate credit, long-term leases, and high-traffic locations. In the past year, SRS has transacted 39 Starbucks-occupied properties nationwide, exceeding $126 million in value. Specific sales include properties in Cathedral City, Temecula, and Redding, California. SRS Capital Markets continues to be a leading brokerage for Starbucks property sales, completing over $1.2 billion in deal volume this year. For more information, visit srsre.com.
Play more, spend less. Play It Again Sports brings affordable gear to East Ridge. Play It Again Sports is opening a new location in East Ridge, offering affordable sports and fitness gear for athletes of all ages. The store, part of Winmark, the resale company, will buy, sell, and trade quality used equipment, including football gear, baseball bats, hockey equipment, and more. Local owners Tim and Bree Watkins are excited to provide a space for families to access affordable sports gear while promoting sustainability. The grand opening event from August 14 to 17 will feature giveaways, food trucks, and special deals to celebrate the store's mission of making sports more accessible and promoting a healthier, more active community. For more information, visit Play It Again Sports East Ridge or call 423-760-4435.
Music Go Round debuts in Dayton community. Music Go Round, the ultimate musical instrument and equipment resale concept, is celebrating the grand opening of its newest location in Kettering. Located at 2100 Dorothy Lane, the store offers a one-stop shop to buy, sell, and trade quality used gear, including guitars, amps, keyboards, drums, and more, making it easy for musicians to find the gear they need at a price they can feel good about. The new Music Go Round in Kettering opens on August 14th, part of Winmark, the resale company, a national retail resale franchise. Husband and wife team Brad and Layla Besson, along with their daughter Raina, are the family behind Music Go Round in Kettering, excited to become a go-to destination for local musicians. The grand opening event on August 14 features food trucks, giveaways, and live musical performances. For more information, visit Music Go Round's website.
Club Car Wash opens new location in Round Rock, TX. Club Car Wash has opened a new location in Round Rock, Texas, offering their premium $25 MVP wash for just $1 for a limited time. All proceeds from the $1 washes will benefit the Round Rock Serving Center, a local nonprofit providing assistance to families in crisis. The new location boasts state-of-the-art wash technology, powerful vacuums, free microfiber towels, and unlimited wash membership options for a convenient and consistent clean. Chief Operating Officer Corey Villa expressed their commitment to making a meaningful impact in the community. For more information, visit clubcarwash.com.
Thank you for joining us today. That's it for this episode of the NewsRamp Retail Podcast. As a reminder, NewsRamp curates news from leading newswires like Newsworthy.ai, 24-7 pressrelease.com, newsdirect.com, and blockchainwire.io. We encourage you to visit newsramp.com to read all of today's news.